You're Rodney.
Thank you, George. Go ahead, Chairman.
Okay. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ellie is not here. And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. HC Enterprises Management, 1081 River Road, will not be heard tonight. It's postponed to June 13th, 2024. Laura, did they notice?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no further notice required. You're only receiving my announcement here tonight. Facefield LLP, 1300 West 7th Street, is being carried to June 27, 2024. For those property owners that may have received the notice, you're only receiving my announcement here tonight, but they do have to republish the notice. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's move on to item number 24-ZB-18B, Rinald Reynoso.
Is Mr. Reynoso present?
I'm here.
Mr. Reynoso, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Reynald Reynoso, 30 Stanton Avenue, Piscataway, New
Jersey. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I'm proposing that I have a vinyl fence installed in my backyard.
Have you had an opportunity to see Mr. Chadwick's report in this matter?
Yes.
Can you comply with that request that you move the fence 10 feet off the property line?
Yes.
Mr. Chadwick, I don't know if there were any other issues raised.
No, that was the only issue.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
Not a second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Reynoso, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document and send that written document to you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Have a good night, sir. Let's move on to item number 6, 24-ZB-12V, Mustafa Chidawala.
You're muted, present.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Thanks.
Okay. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Name is Mustafa Chidawala. Address is 100 Hanson Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Explain to the board what you'd like to do here.
We would like to add a story to our existing dwelling, and we want a two-car garage on the Deerfield Avenue entrance to the property.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to talk to Mr. Chadwick about
it. Yes, Mr. Chadwick, can you chime in here and help us out?
Yeah, I've made a field reconnaissance. The side yard variance is substantial. I think the addition of a garage as opposed to a two-car garage would be more appropriate given the development of these lots in this area. They all substantially conform with the township's regulations, and this would not. So my recommendation is that they reduce the scale of the garage with the second story allowed.
And any other comments, sir?
No.
Mustafa, if you can comply with that, I'm pretty sure we can move ahead with approving this application.
Okay. Just to confirm, it's a one-car garage with a second story allowed, right, on top?
That is, yes.
Well, you're showing a garage. It's approximately, what, 24 by 24?
Well, yeah, it's 22, I guess. 22 by yeah. 20.
I think you need to reduce that to increase the side yard by at least 10 feet.
Okay. So we can have
the second floor would be fine.
Okay, and can we have a 15 feet, like 1.5 garage? Oh, once there. We have from the other property, we have around 15 feet. If we make a 15 feet garage, so that will be like a normal garage.
Let's not put. Have the garage wall, the wall 25 feet from your sideline. That's your 10 feet you asked for plus your 15.
Oh, okay. So that's the 10 feet. Okay. Got it.
Is that okay with you?
It'll be set back. Have a revised plan showing 25 foot side yard setback, and that would conform with my recommendation.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions? First of all, Mr. Chitawala, you're okay with that?
What do you think? So it's a one car garage would be in total 10 feet, right? The garage should be 10 feet wide, right? From the property.
You told me it was 22 feet wide now. So
yeah. So we'll reduce
12
it.
Feet wide.
12 feet. Oh, all right. Thank you. I agree.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this applicant or this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application with the amendments that John suggested. Please call roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Chitawala, your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document and send that document to you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Have a good night, sir.
Good night.
Let's move on to item number 823-ZB-38V, NBADI LLC.
Good evening, Elizabeth Durkin, on behalf of the applicant.
Good evening.
How are you?
Very well.
Okay, that's good. Evening, man. Good evening. So just as a way of introductory, the property is my client purchased a piece of property that was 40 by 100, vacant piece of property that's contiguous to a piece of property that's owned by the municipality. Through an ordinance, the municipality had agreed to sell us an additional 40 by 100 strip, which is merged into our property. So our lot is now 80 by 100. It's about the same size as the lot that's to the rear of us. My client is seeking to construct a single family home on the lot. I have three witnesses with me this evening: our engineer, John Manilio, our architect, Paulo Dantas, and our planner, John McDonough. John McDonough, I'm going to put on third because he does have a conflict this evening, but he will be available. He's on the stand. So we have received all of the board's reports, And if it pleases the board, I'd like to have my first witness sworn in so he can describe the property.
And who's the first witness?
Our engineer, John Manilio.
Mr. Manilio, could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I do.
Can you pass that, please?
Sure. So my name is, legal name is Giovanni, G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I, last name Manilio, M-A-N-I-L-I-O. So I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering from Syracuse University. I've been practicing and licensed in the state of New Jersey for the past 15 years, currently in good standing. I testified in front of numerous boards throughout the state. I don't believe I've testified in front of this board before.
Your qualifications are perfect. Don't worry about it. Please proceed.
Okay, I was going to say.
Thank you.
Expect the qualifications. So, Mr. Mio, are you the engineer who prepared the plans that are subject to this application?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And if you could put onto the screen your first exhibit that shows the site plan that you prepared.
Sure. So I'm actually going to use an exhibit that we just prepared for this meeting. It's an aerial exhibit with today's date entitled 431 Park Avenue, Piscataway.
Okay. So it's just can we mark this in as A1?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll mark this in as A1, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, that's fine, okay. Mr. Kahle.
So it's just an aerial of the general vicinity with the property highlighted in yellow. And so the property is 431 Park Avenue. It's now known as block 113707, lot 6.01. So originally this was two lots. It was lot six. And through the process of sending out buy sell letters, we were able to obtain the portion of the property next door, which was lot 7.021. And combined and merged, and now we have a larger lot than what we previously started with. The property is pretty much in the center between Witherspoon and Ludlow Street, for the most part surrounded by detached single-family dwellings. Lot 6, which was prior to the merger, was 4,000 square feet, which was 40 by 100 feet, located in the R10 zone, which was undersized. So in the R10 zone, lots need to be 10,000 square feet and 100 feet in width. Both of those were not in compliance. By getting another 40 by 100 foot lot to the east of our property, we did expand the size of the lot to 8,000 square feet with a width of 80 feet. I do want to note, as you can see as I zoom in, that the property is actually bisected by two zones, the R7.5 and the R10 zone, both residential zones, which permit single family dwellings. The R10 zone is a little more restrictive with the requirements as far as lot size, lot width, and setbacks. So that's what we used for our analysis when we did the zoning tables, and we'll get to that. And again, we are still undersized for the R10 zone by 2,000 square feet in the lot area, and by 20 feet in the lot width. Next one that I'm gonna go to is another exhibit that was prepared just for this meeting, and it's a colored rendition of the site plan that was provided to the board. It's entitled 431 Park Avenue, Piscataway. Site exhibit with today's date. I guess we'll make this A2.
A2, please, thank you.
Okay, A2. Yep.
Okay, so I'll go over generally what is being proposed. So I'm zooming in a little bit. So the dark brown is the proposed single family dwelling that is proposed for the site. It is a two-story dwelling with an attached two-car garage shown right here. And then there's also a driveway and some ancillary porches, steps, and pads around the front and back of the dwelling. So the total building coverage is 1,723 square feet, which equates to 21.5% of the lot area. We are asking for relief on that tonight, where 20% is permitted. Again, this is an undersized lot. If this house was on a fully conforming 10,000 square foot lot, the coverage would only be 17.2%. And I believe the architect could go in a little more detail as far as what's being proposed in the house. But again, it's a moderately sized house. It's a roughly 2,600 square feet of livable area over two stories. And the house footprint itself is only 1,675 square feet. There is a covered porch in the front that adds to that building coverage. And that's approximately about 0.6% of the variance that we're asking for. The house complies with all other requirements as far as bulk standards. We meet the front yard requirement, the side yard requirements, the rear yard requirements. It was noted in, I believe, both the board engineer and board planner's reports that the AC pad is not properly screened with any fencing or landscaping, and that's another variance. We're not choosing to go for that variance, and we would be amenable to providing either the fencing or the landscaping, and we will work with your professionals on providing either or. And so there's some other minor improvements that we're proposing. Obviously, we're proposing a new curb cut along Park Avenue, sidewalk along, for the most part, the entire frontage. It looks like there's a piece that is in good condition. And we're okay with replacing any curbs or sidewalks that are damaged or that need to be repaired. Not shown on this plan, but we are also proposing a dry well. It's located in the southwest corner to attenuate and mitigate any increase in runoff generated from the site. Another comment that was brought up is tree removal and tree replacement. So per our calculation, I believe we're removing 18 trees from the site that are 3 inches or greater, but we are maintaining 7 of them. So with the 7 credit, I believe we need to replace 11 trees. The applicant is okay with either planting the trees or providing a contribution in lieu of. And I believe that wraps up our testimony. If there's any questions or comments, or if you want me to go through the professionals' letters, we could do that.
Yes, you've had an opportunity to review the board engineer's review letter. That's a revised date is May 4th, 2024.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and there are 8 comments. Really, you know, that are set forth there, and that I believe your testimony covered all 8 of the points.
Besides number 8, we're okay with providing the conduits as well, and we'll work with the engineering department on that.
So it's fair enough to say that the applicant would agree to all the conditions that are set forth in the engineer's report. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And then also additionally, you had an opportunity to review the board planner's report. Revised date May 13th regarding the variances that are required. It picked up the additional variance with respect to the screening on the air conditioning unit, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And you testified that the applicant would be willing to screen. You know, we're going to amend the application to seek that variance as well this evening. And also, you'll revise the plans to put the appropriate screening and plantings or fencing, and you'll work with the municipal professionals regarding what screening they require for the AC units. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions of this witness at this time.
Does any other members of the board have any questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, I have one question. The sidewalk along appears not to connect to existing.
Yes, I could talk to that. So there is, we've forgot to shade this. So there is an existing sidewalk that goes along the frontage. Right. The reason we're replacing all of this and this that's shaded is new sidewalk.
Right.
Because all the utilities are going through here, and then this is the new cut. I believe the sidewalk was in good condition, but if the board feels strongly, we could extend the extra 10 feet and replace the whole frontage. It's not an issue, but there is existing sidewalk there.
I know that. I just didn't understand why it was missing off the plan. Okay.
Yeah, we're not proposing any disturbance on that side, so we thought we could maintain it. But obviously, if it gets disturbed or damaged, we would definitely replace it.
Okay.
Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? No, Mr. Duggan, you can proceed.
Okay, thank you. Then we'll proceed with our second witness, the architect.
Paolo?
Yes.
Okay.
Where the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Sure. My name is Paolo Dantas. First name is Paolo, P-A-U-L-O. Last name is Dantas, D-A-N-T-A-S. I am the owner and partner of Dantas Correct, located at 427 Chestnut Street, Union, New Jersey.
And Mr. Dantas, are you the architect who prepared the plans that are submitted as part of this application?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you be so kind as to pull your one of your application plans on the shared screen with the board?
Sure.
I may have missed it, but Mr. Dantas, are you a licensed
architect in
New Jersey?
Yes. So I've been licensed in the state of New Jersey since 2007, and my license is current.
Thank you.
Okay. I respectfully request that the board accept Mr. Dantas' qualifications as a licensed architect to testify before the board this evening.
Sure. Please proceed.
Thank you. So our property is located at 431 Park Avenue, Piscataway. The project scope will consist of a new two-story single-family dwelling with a two-car attached. It's going to be approximately 2,663 square feet, a livable area. Our basement, sheet 100, our proposed basement floor plan. Our basement will be proposed to be finished in its entirety and will provide an open space, primary recreational room. A mechanical room is located at the front where a furnace and water heater will be located to provide the heating and cooling and all the water necessary. The finished basement that we're proposing is 1,207 square feet. Majority of the foundation will be masonry. We'll have also concrete slab in the basement and slab on grade at the garage. Architectural sheet A200. The proposed first floor, and also we have an area plan. The livable area in the first floor is going to be 1,210 square feet. We have a garage of 465 square feet. We're proposing a main entrance with a covered porch, which provides not only an entrance, but also protection from the weather elements. This area is approximately 92 square feet. Once you enter, you're going to have a two-story foyer area with an interior stair to access the second floor, also to access the basement, in addition to access also the garage. Open plan concept has been designed. We have our dining room adjacent to the foyer, and at the rear of the home, we'll have the living room and also the kitchen. We have provided sliding doors that goes out to a synthetic wood deck to have access to the backyard. This living room will have a prefabricated fireplace. Along will have also a bed, study, and office with a full bathroom. Full bathroom has been proposed. And also the finished ceiling height in this first floor will be 9 feet. Sheet A300, the proposed second floor plan. We're going to have a livable area of 1,453 square feet, excluding the circulations of the area open to below. We are proposing four bedrooms, which includes a master. The master bedroom consists of a walk-in closet, a master bathroom with double sinks, toilet, shower, and standing tub. Bedroom number two, bedroom number two will have its own private bathroom, which will consist of a sink, toilet, and we'll have also bedroom number three and number four with a Jack and Jill bathroom number three. A laundry closet has been provided. And lastly, we'll provide a drop-down ladder to access the furnace in the attic. Architectural sheet A400. I think I'm just going to bring my exhibit on the front. The total height.
We're going to mark this in as A3.
That's yes, please.
A3, and that's the same rendering that you had submitted, just color,
Mr. Dunn? No rendering. This is the first rendering in color.
Okay.
The total height as we are proposing is 32 feet and approximately 4 inches to the ridge of the main roof. The architectural characteristics and material selections are, in our opinion, is based on the aesthetics of the neighborhood and also the owner's design requests. Some materials that we're proposing is AZAC, hardy board paneling, hardy board clapboard siding, poacher stone at the base of the home facing the street, vinyl siding at the sides and rear of the elevation. Also, we're proposing aluminum roofing system at the first floor porch canopy and garage area. And at the main roof, we're proposing shingle roofing. The proposed design provides not only a vertical and horizontal movement with various facade depths to eliminate the monolithic and the continuous structure. The building design has been broken down horizontally by the front entrance porch and garage canopy to break up the two-story facade. This provides not only a scale, but a proportion of a more aesthetic pleasing facade. And that concludes my testimony.
Okay. I have no further questions of this witness.
Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, put on your next witness, please.
Okay. Well, we have a conflict with Mr. McDonough, but I believe Mr. Manilo is going to step in and just give a little bit of testimony regarding the justifications for the C1 and C2 variances here.
And who is going to give this testimony?
The engineer.
engineer.
The engineer.
Mr. Minelli, are you still here?
Yes, he is.
I'm still here, yes.
You remain under oath.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you a professional planner?
I am not.
He can testify only from an engineering perspective.
Yeah, I understand. I just want that on the record.
Yes.
Yep, no problem. So I'm going to refer back to
separate with whatever legal arguments I need, because Mr. Minelli, you wouldn't disagree that the variants that we're seeking here are a C1 and a C2 variants. The criterions could be a C1 or a C2, correct?
Yeah, I believe both could be applied to this one.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm not sure. No, that's fine. Can everybody see my screen? So I'm referring back to Exhibit A1, the aerial exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's up.
Okay. So as Ms. Durkin had stated, that this would classify under a C1 and C2. C1 is the hardship, and C2 is the balancing provision of the law. So the justifications under the C1, the relief relates to the land and the structure lawfully existing. So it's an existing lot that's undersized, which creates practical difficulties for an ordinary size dwelling to exist on the lot. There's no additional land that's available. We did provide buy-sell letters. We were offered a portion of the property to the east of us, which was obtained, but no further land was available. As you can see in A1, the lot is 80 by 100, highlighted in yellow, and there's similar size lots in the general vicinity, and both in the R10 zone directly to the south, there's two lots, and then on the other side of Fisher Avenue is another lot that's 80 by 100. On the other side of Park Avenue, again, there's another two lots that are in the R10 zone and roughly the same size, 80 by 100. And then justifications for the C2 balancing. So obviously the benefits outweigh the detriments in this one. Positive criteria are satisfied for the purposes of the MLUL. Purpose A, the project promotes the general welfare because it delivers new housing stock that's compatible with the development pattern in the area. Purpose M, the project promotes sufficient use of land because it delivers a permitted use on an established building lot. Purpose G, the project provides a variety of uses in appropriate locations because it delivers new housing that is in scale and compatible with the character in the area. And purpose I, the project proposes a desirable visual environment because it delivers an attractive building that will complement other homes in the area. And I think the negative criteria is satisfied because relief can be granted without causing detriment to the area or the zone plan. And, you know, the variance that we're asking for on the building coverage is 1.5%, which I don't think would be discernible from in the general public traveling in the road as a scale of the building. Like I said, so given the size of the lot, 1,600 square feet would be permitted for building coverage. The house itself is 1,675, so it's 75 square feet over the house itself. And what's also contributed to it is the covered porch in the front, which we feel like provides a visual element to the house and to the neighborhood.
Thank you. I have no further questions, Mr. Allen. Does the board have any questions?
Mr. Kennelly, I believe the township has a concern about the lot coverage, a concern that was addressed when the applicant actually purchased the property.
Yeah, I don't disagree with Mr. Manilio. I believe they have established a hardship that deserves variance relief for the lot area, the lot width, and the lot frontage. I believe that they are on firm legal ground for that. However, there is no legal proof that I'm aware of in the record that supports a variance for lot coverage.
I'm not sure. I don't believe we're asking for relief on lot coverage.
I'm sorry, I said lot coverage. I meant building coverage.
Building coverage. The relief that's being requested is 1.5%, correct, Mr. Manilo?
That is correct, yes.
And does that include the covered porch in the front?
Yes.
And the calculations of that? So one of those is for the covered porch, and the overall, the square footage is about 120 square feet. Is that what it's being sought?
Yeah, the overage is 120 square feet. Of that, approximately 50 square feet is the covered porch.
Okay, and you actually, the architect initially had put plans in for a larger home, correct?
Right. The first submission that was submitted for this lot that was 8,000 square feet was a 25% building coverage. So after some feedback from the professionals, it was reduced in size
to balance out for the to allow for the covered front porch. Correct.
Correct. Yeah. And if this was again on a permitted lot of 10,000 square feet, this would only be about 17% in building coverage.
Right. So it's de minimis in the overall, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And have you had an opportunity to review the other homes in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I reviewed the other homes. I mean, they vary in size. There's some that are smaller. There's some that appear to be larger. I don't think this house would be out of character in general for that neighborhood.
And you don't feel that the house would be the largest home in the neighborhood, correct? Proportionately on the lot. And then you feel that the lot itself can accommodate this home?
Yes. Like I said, we're within the building envelope and we comply with the bulk standards.
Okay. So I don't know if it's the board attorney that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I Mr. Chairman, I stand by my position that they've established all the proofs necessary for the lot area, lot width, and lot frontage variances. But I just don't see any proofs that support a building coverage variance, except for the testimony that it really won't stand out. Well, that's not really the legal standard that we use. The applicant has to provide proofs that support the granting of the variance. They have not done that for a building coverage variance, in my opinion.
So they need to stay at the 20%?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Durkin, I can pretty much read the room and we can move forward with this if we go back to the 20% versus the 21.5.
Well, I need to speak to my client, you know, because that's
please do take your time.
Yeah, because I need to, that the good and the bad of Zoom, right?
Take your time.
Mr. Chairman, we do have one resolution we could do.
Yeah, let's move to that one.
Okay.
The only resolution we have tonight is David Stewick. This was an application that was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the eligible members that are present tonight.
That's fine. We'll give Ms. Durkin an opportunity to speak to her client.
You want to do the minutes?
Huh?
For May 9th?
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
Number 11, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of May 9th, 2024. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that was quick, but we tried.
That was painless, too.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've had an opportunity to consult with my client. Again, since it's just de minimis, they need to reduce the building coverage to be compliant at the 20%.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll submit, I mean, assuming that we can get a resolution this evening, that would be conditioned upon that.
Sure. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. We'll close the public portion and I would make a motion to approve this application with the amendments.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
The application's been approved as amended. We'll memorialize it at our next meeting and send a copy to you. Good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Everybody enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend as well. I guess that's it. We already did it, right? I'll motion to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
Everybody have a safe holiday. Enjoy your barbecues or whatever you're going to do.
Take care.
Happy Memorial.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Take care, all.
Thank you. Take care.